B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Happy Friday! How's everybody doing? You good, so?
Doing well.
Nice.
How are you guys?
Hardy's getting set up still in the studio.
My headphones are tangled.
Did he get a haircut? Hardy got a haircut. What?
Why is Hardy so mad?
Oh,
why is he mad? Why are you mad?
Is he coming in hot again on a Friday?
This is why? Why is he? What's the matter?
Headphones tangled.
That's okay. What's the problem?
You're going to come down here and untangle him for me, sweet cheeks?
No, it bugs you, though.
Nobody was criticizing you.
They've perfected the tangle-free
headphone. Holy crap. Everything okay, sweetie? Everything all right?
You all right, Toots?
I did not get a haircut. This is...
You let me drive there and wet, will you?
Yeah, right. You know what I did? You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
You guys...
Did you have a scalp treatment?
We shower every day. The three of us? Is that safe to say?
Congratulations.
Is that safe to say?
All of us collectively?
Yes.
Yeah, if not multiple times a day, yeah.
Exactly. You know what I did?
I just jumped in a pool.
You know what I did this morning?
That's not getting clean. Jumping in a pool. Anyway, sorry.
The hell it is. Do you know how much chlorine's in my pool?
Yeah, I'm with Zoe. If you're thinking about a shower at night, like the second shower before bed, which this time of year many of us do, if you have a pool you can jump into, I'd say you're good. You can go into
or a hot tub
after that.
Or a hot tub.
Well, he's a hot tub guy now, so he knows about
chemicals. Yeah, which is exactly what I did last night. But this morning in the shower, you know what I did to change it
What'd
up a little bit? No shampoo. I just got it wet.
That's why your hair, it lays,
it's a little different today, right?
It's a little greasier, and it lays flatter.
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't shampoo strip the natural oils from your
hair?
Isn't that what they say?
Oh, Beetle, you're not supposed to shampoo it every day, but guys like us, we can get away with it. You shampoo every day, you do a little conditioner, whatever. Today I said, you know what? I'm feeling a little Friday over here. No shampoo.
Look at you.
No big whoop.
Look at you.
No big whoop.
I felt like
Brad Pitt
either.
Walking out of the house. You know, he goes days without showering, much less shampooing. So,
really?
Oh, yeah.
And he likes to talk about that, huh?
I think it's and people who do that, they say your skin starts to feel like so much better. But
my God.
I myself could not imagine going,
I like this look. You don't
3 days
like Don Orsillo.
Shower.
Yeah.
So that's how he keeps those young looks.
I guess.
He just doesn't shower.
Although I was watching Ad Astra the other night, and let me tell you,
is that movie any good?
Yeah, it is.
Can I tell you one I watched last night and did not enjoy all that
much?
Ooh,
yes.
Uncut Gems.
I bet. You know what? We did the whole thing last weekend with the Twitter question of the weekend, and I asked what people had, had recommended to them during the pandemic to watch, either TV or movie-wise. And multiple people said that you ended up not enjoying. You got to watch this. You'll love it. And you thought it sucked. Multiple people said Uncut Gems. Everyone told me to watch it, and yuck.
Interesting.
Is it bad, or is it just not as good as it was made out to be?
I wouldn't say it's bad. No, it's definitely not bad. It's not horrible. But it just wasn't as good as it was hyped up and made out to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, it was okay. Like, it was an okay movie. Yeah, I wouldn't watch it a second time. Put it that way.
Yeah, see, there's that.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I sort of grade it out. Okay, if this movie comes on TV again in 3 years, are you going to sit down and watch it again? Not tomorrow, not next week, a couple years from now, if you see it pop up again, would you spend any time watching it again? And I'd be like, nah.
Well, there's different reasons for that, though, too.
Keep flipping the channel.
Like, some movies are, too disturbing. What was that? Manchester by the Sea. Great movie.
Seven.
Great movie.
Right.
I never want to watch it again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. That was a great movie.
What's Manchester by the Sea?
Casey Affleck,
Is it disturbing? Like what?
No, it's yes.
Yeah, it is. Like, no, from, it is a little
from like a family and like children standpoint, and it's just it's depressing and it's dark and it's a phenomenal movie, but it just
there's just a lot of death in that movie.
There's just there's a lot of bad feels. A lot of bad feels in that movie.
Hey, it's yes. Friday, so I'm not going to feel bad today.
No.
Yeah, no. You know how we know we're in summer mode? If you're on the simulcast, NBC Sports Boston, take a look at the producers today. They appear to be wearing some very bright colors back there. I didn't see it. Look at that. Look at that, gentlemen. Hello.
Friday.
Oh, my. It is summertime. If you want
to. Floral Friday.
It's a floral Friday.
I got it.
If you want to cheer up.
Trunks. I got my swim trunks on already.
What was that last part?
See these trunks?
No, because a couple seconds before that.
Where?
there was an adjustment with the mesh under fabric. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was on TV.
Yeah, well, it was out there.
Oh,
baby.
You know, you didn't think so with the camera sitting in front of you?
What was it on?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I just
all right,
saw
so
it
you
on the actual TV version, the delay. Definitely on camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. Great.
Hey, Zoe, are you wearing a T-shirt? That's the cover of the R.E.M. Monster album. That's great.
It's the Bruins. Bruins T-shirt.
I didn't think you liked that album. What's your favorite song?
It's the end of the world.
No, wrong album. No, not a real fan.
Yeah, not a real fan.
Zoe's got an opening thought today. Do you not, Zoe?
Yeah, I do.
What do you got?
I get two opening thoughts, actually. Hey.
Oh, there we go.
All right. That's why we played a Felger Mazzo.
Opening thought on a agenda-free Friday. Yeah, what do you got?
Brought to you by good friends at Audi. Audi. he finally could say Audi now. I got
Who's
two.
Who's going to play Jim Murray? Audi.
My first one. Well, Hardy has to do that on the way in. Hardy's got to do one of those live look-ins in traffic where you're sitting in a car all pissed off. You're taking questions while you're driving, right? Do that on, what do they call it, Facebook Live?
Like
that's what Murray
I don't know
does.
What he
does.
Is. Yeah.
Right.
Opening thought is I'm starting to get nervous about football. I am starting to get nervous about football. Uh-oh. And I never was nervous about football having issues or potentially not playing or not having to make major adjustments that time was so going to be on their side that it was going to be flawless, seamless, and football was going to be the one that was back, and everything was going to be normal. And you just see all these college teams, and people are testing positive, and coaches testing positive, asymptomatic people that probably don't even think they have the virus, had the virus. This person's got antibodies. This person doesn't. There's just such mass confusion and no direction. It's almost like a rudderless ship, and no details yet. And we're a month away. We're a month away from training camp. It's the 21st this Sunday. We're literally 5 weeks away from training camp. 5 weeks away from training camp. And nothing is definite. And that scares, starting to scare the hell out of me. Because I thought that's the one sport we didn't have to worry about. Kind of starting to worry about it a little bit. You know, and there's no answers here. Again, you're going to be bringing people together. It's the one sport where it's the most physical that you're going to exchange. You know, sweat, and you need contact. You can't virtually coach a football team. That's the one thing. And I know some teams may try to keep positional or individual groups separate. You can't do it. I'm sorry. These guys have been held at home or been told to work out on their own. And we'll get to some of the injury stuff today. But you can't simulate what you have when you're in a locker room, when you're working out with eight different guys and you're pushing each other. They don't have any of that right now. They're going to be walking into camp cold. I don't even know if we're going to have camp. Who knows? Who knows if there's a training camp? I'm starting to get nervous about football. I am.
I did not expect you to be the one to be nervous about this.
Well, you hear Fauci talk about it, and you start to hear, you know, 13, you know, 14, eight guys, you know, two coaches, two are in quarantine. What if your head coach gets in quarantine? What if Bill picks this up week two, and he's away from the team for 3 or 4 weeks? Yeah, what are you going to coach it up by Zoom? Are you going to have Zoom meetings? I don't know. I'm getting nervous about it because we're only a month away now. Yeah, time is ticking.
I was not nervous about it at all. And a combination.
This week. It's this week, Hardy.
It's a combination of all the things that have happened this week, whether it's the players in the Cowboys or the Texans or the Longhorns players,
yep.
Dr. Fauci. You put it all together, and how do you not at least have more thoughts about it now than you did maybe a month ago? A month ago, I thought, everything's trending in
no
the right direction.
Right.
It's going to be
right.
It's gonna be fine. There may
right.
not,
you skip the mini camp. You skip the workout, whatever.
The most I was willing to concede was, stadiums may not be full. But, you know, there's going to be football in home stadiums with fans. And I've been thinking about it, too. I haven't, you know, fully gone back the other way, but to say that I'm not worried
about
it.
It's an eye-opening week. Football.
I join you, Zoe.
Okay.
I'm a little worried about it, too.
If you are concerned about football and you're concerned about the camps that will start up at the end of July and games that will be played starting in September, because they could get rid of all the preseason games if they needed to. They could. I don't know that it would be great if they did that, but if they needed, out of necessity, had to get rid of them, they could do that. So they could push back playing a game until September, where they're normally scheduled to do it. What about all those other sports before then? What about everything else that could happen? What about the NHL and NBA going back? And if baseball makes a return? Why don't we pick this up on the other side? I actually have a baseball thought. My leadoff thought today is baseball, Zoe.
I got a bold prediction.
A bold prediction on baseball that we'll get to coming up next. All right, we're off and running with your calls all day long here on Zolak and Burke.
Agenda free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands.
It's a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Taking your calls all day, 617-779-0985. Cedric Maxwell is going to join us today.
Max.
Yeah, Max is going to jump on board next hour.
This should be good.
Always fun talking with him.
He might be on Team Kyrie still.
Hey, that's why we're going to talk to him.
Hey.
Sounds like he likes Kyrie still.
And they're going to be doing the bubble thing, right? And how's it going to affect broadcasts? This is a color guy on color guy. I need to get some pointers from him.
I'm sorry, a what?
Color guy on color guy.
Color guy.
Color.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He does the color for the Celtics. I do the color for the Patriots. So,
it's like you're going to say color guy on color guy crime or color. I mean, it's two color analysts getting together to
getting
talk.
Getting info from each other. Yes. I'm going to pick his brain. I want to know what they're telling him. Is he going to be sitting at home? Is he going to be doing games from his couch? Or
no, right here.
Is he?
No,
is he?
We already know this.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
NBA is not allowing broadcasters in. They're not part of the 35.
Yeah, we talked about it with Mike. Mike Gorman. Mike Gorman.
No, but the NBA has come out and said 35 people.
Nobody's going. Okay. No broadcasters.
My bad.
TNT is doing it from their home studios in Atlanta.
Right. National guys are even doing it from there.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me read you a statement that came out yesterday.
Sure.
Let me read you a statement. It says, in my discussions with Rob in Arizona, so you know who this is coming from, right?
Tony Clark. Yeah, so this is his counter-written thing, right? Manfred gave his a day ago.
Yes.
Go ahead.
In my discussions with Rob in Arizona, we explored a potential pro-rata framework. Read, please. But I made clear repeatedly that in that meeting and after that, that there were a number of significant issues with what he proposed. In particular, the number of games. It is unequivocally false to suggest that any tentative agreement or other agreement was reached in that meeting. In fact, in conversations within the last 24 hours, Rob invited a counterproposal for more games that he would take back to the owners. We submitted that counterproposal today. That is from Tony Clark yesterday. It is a very adult-like statement, unlike some of the other statements that Tony Clark has written, unlike some of the statements that Rob Manfred has written.
Yeah, the tone, like Tony wrote that.
The tone of this statement, it strikes a different tone, is what I should say. A different tone from Tony yesterday.
Were they not on the same page, or what? Or
and you know what? You can criticize the players, and you should criticize the players for all their brash tell us when and where, and then Major League Baseball makes a concession. It comes back with 60, and then they say no. And that's because players think they can get more out of the owners at this point. And my bold prediction is, by the time we get back here Monday, there's a deal done and they have the season lined up.
Wow.
That's my prediction. This is going to get done. And it seems, you know, I see some of these reports from the owners, you know, think Bob Nightingale, reaction from owners on counterproposal for players, DOA. Like, wait a minute. You're at 60. You're all at 60 right now, and they're proposing 70, and you're not going to split the difference? You're not going to say, all right, it's 64, we'll play. Or you're not going to you're going to quibble over literally a handful of games?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. They're not stupid enough to do that. They're going to find a way to get it done. And the tone of the statement from Tony Clark is, I think, a change from previous statements. And, oh, by the way, I don't think he's lying when Manfred said, all right, make the counterproposal and I'll turn around and go to the owners and we'll try and get this thing done. That, to me, is someone, Rob Manfred, who I will give credit to, and you know how much I don't like that guy, that's someone who's trying to get a deal done. All right, counter, and I'll work on going back to my constituents and see what we can get out of them. And you go back to your guys and tell them they're not getting 70, but they're going to get something more than what's on the table now. Can we agree?
Yeah.
That, to me, is two guys, Tony Clark and Rob Manfred, who are probably dealing with two very petulant groups in the players and the owners, and these two guys are at a point where they are going to try and get the two sides to meet in the middle. They're going to do their job for once during this. They're going to make this happen. I have faith in them this weekend. Get the damn deal done. Happy Father's Day. Bring baseball back, okay? That's my bold prediction.
Wow, that's a big prediction for Monday.
Yes.
Now you kind of understand why Manfred did what he did, you know, put this thing public. When they probably sat there and talked for over their 7 hours of what he said they did, probably said, hey, I'm tired of the petulance on the owner's side, and you were probably sick of it from a player standpoint. Let's put this stuff public. I'm going to put out a statement because I want it out there to piss people off, to put pressure on these two sides to come together, and you followed up with a counter, and that's sort of what happened. You know, put this thing public. This is how stuff gets done, public pressure.
But I think we're going to see a deal.
If you can't get a difference between 60 and 70, and you're going to hold firm and you're not going to find a middle ground, I root against it then. I hope they don't play. If they can't come together when you're 10 games apart, if you can't come together on this, go away. Don't play.
Right. The owners would argue that they're, at this point, 20 games apart because their argument is we already met in the middle. You know, wanted 70, we wanted 50, and now we're at 60. We already met in the middle once. And so
it is a big jump from 48-50.
I get it.
To 60.
I get it. I know where the owners are coming from on that. I'm just saying that I think that now, being where they're at, if it's over four or five more games, you will find a way to get that done. You have to find a way to get that done. And I think Tony Clark and Rob Manfred know that and know that they need to figure out a way to get this deal done because I don't think they want it to reflect on them how poorly this went if it doesn't get done. So they're both motivated, and they've got to sell their two groups on it. That's what they need to do this weekend. Get it done. And that's what I think will happen. I have faith, Zoe. I have faith.
But that's
and
your, I'm one of the few like people, your Father's Day miracle you're rooting for there.
I'm one of the, you know, I mean, I think the group of hardcore baseball fans is shrinking by the year. Every single year there are fewer baseball fans. Mm-hmm. But I miss it right now. I miss baseball. I do.
What do you miss most? Just sitting there and having the ability to turn a game on at night?
Yes.
I'll crack
it's
a window.
This time
beer,
of year. Like,
peek
where
in,
is
third
it?
Inning, third to seventh inning. See how it's going?
I'm not talking about watching from exactly. You described it perfectly. I'm not talking about watching from the first pitch to the last.
Sort it's of just having it on there. It's a
the
summertime.
Inability in the month of June to flip on the game and see what's happening in the Red Sox game. Like, that is
grilling
missing.
Season. You want hot dogs, burgers.
I miss it.
Baseball. You want picnic tables. You want apple pie.
Yep, I do.
Dan Shaughnessy's worst time of year that he hates. He hates the 4th of July. He hates Independence. Shaughnessy's rooting against everything in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's part of, like, that time of year, yeah, it feels like something's missing.
I mean, I go to Fenway a lot less now than I used to, but I miss that. Yeah, I miss Fenway. Change. I miss baseball. I miss having the games on every day. I do. I miss all of it. So yeah. I want it back, even though we won't be able to go to the games. I still want the games back. I want to see it. I'm missing baseball at this point.
My grandfather would have that big – he had a back porch that was screened in, and he had this big – it wasn't a transistor radio, but it was one of those long ones with a handle, a black one, and had the two big knobs on it, Hardy, the classic. You pull the antenna up. I just remember Pirate games being on in the background all day on Sundays or Saturdays whenever we're over there. And you don't really – but it's always on. That's something about baseball that you miss during this time of year.
It's a great, and I know what you're saying, Zo, because my dad had that same, you know, type of radio, and it was always on in the garage, right? Yeah. When you're out doing stuff during that, it's just that was on, and I think
tinkering
now a lot of
lawnmower, all that, yeah.
Well, a lot of us treat it as the background, you know, what's going on, you know, whatever you're doing around the house on the weekend or in the, you know, summer evenings, you know, generally I'll have ATV on the Red Sox game. You know, I'm not going to sit down and actively watch it and necessarily be, you know, engaged in every pitch, but it's just something that's there. And I don't know if taking it for granted is the right phrase, but I think we took a lot of stuff for granted up until a few months ago. So that's one of the, it would be nice to have that back, and it's going to be a lot different. It's going to be a different feel to it and everything else. But yeah, does anyone not want it to come back? I mean, even people like Maz, who have, you know, become so frustrated with the sport that they love.
You're more angry.
And covered for so long to see it, you know, start to cannibalize itself like this. Does he really not want baseball games to be played anymore? No. I don't think he wants that. I don't think anybody who's a, you know, fan of the sport or just sports in general wants it to go away entirely. You'd rather have it. But you would also rather have these guys not behaving in such a way to where they get to the point where, what are we talking about, five games? Five games is the difference between these two, and neither side willing to budge for paying people for five games? Is that an accurate assessment, Beetle, of like what's keeping them apart right now?
Yeah. I think if they
– And if they can't do that, they
had
go
five
go
more
pounce
games, I think it would be done.
Screw.
Right.
I think it would. I think they could get it done. I don't think they're going to have to hit 70 to get those players to agree. And Tony Clark, I should know that. He absolutely should be aware of that fact. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Let's go to Ed, who's in Woburn. He's got a thought on the NFL versus college football. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, hey, Zoe, it sounds like we're not going to be able to get down to the Cape to hang out with you and Mac this summer. It kind of stinks. But first, you
what's
know,
wrong
with
that? We can't do that.
I can't get down there. The world's too crazy right now.
All right.
So it sounds like the NFL game is in a lot better shape than the college game because the colleges don't have the infrastructure to be able to handle these kids not going out, not hanging out with people, having separate training rooms, having separate, you know, dining facilities from the normal population. And it's scary because college really does, you know, rely on that income that is driven from a lot of football teams. So I would assume that the pro game is going to be okay. It's the college game that this really could, you know, seriously affect this fall.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that. I think that you could say when you're dealing with NFL players, you have and you saw that in the statement yesterday, everyone has a shared responsibility in our ecosystem is how I think they said it in that statement. Yeah. So. And that is, hey, we pay you, you're an employee, we are requiring you to be responsible. No, you are not going out and partying, you are staying home, and then you're coming to work during football season.
It's like honor code.
You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Hey, you work here, and you owe it to all your teammates here.
Yep. Be a big boy. Yep. Grow up.
Be responsible about how you're and even if you are responsible, it doesn't mean you're immune from it, you know? Even if you do things the right way, it doesn't mean you're safe from it, but your chances are less than if you're going
out here
doing whatever the hell it is you want to do, which is definitely proving to be the case with college-age kids.
Yeah.
So it could be a bigger challenge at the college level. And that also brings in the housing and shared housing and shared meals and shared bathrooms and all that stuff when it comes to college, whereas NFL players, when they go home at night, they don't have to do all of those things. So it could. It's. I would agree with that. Probably more challenging for college teams than the NFL.
And I find it hard to believe too. Like the NBA thing, when you read more on you know that bubble that they're going to be in, and they're not supposed to go in any other teammate's room or any room of any other player. Imagine like LeBron being on an elevator, he opens up and Jason Tatum comes in out, or they're hanging out, or you're friends with somebody. Like, hey, you know what? Stay over there. I'll see you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. You can't. You know, we can't talk. Guys are going to go in each other's rooms. You know, I mean, I think they're going to police it to the point where we'll wash hands, take care of ourselves. But if you really think you're going to separate these guys so much that they'll never step into another guy's room, I think you're crazy.
617-779-0985. Phone lines are open. We do also want to get to that thought, though, that Zoe had off the top. He's getting a little worried about football and the NFL season. What about everything else that will start before that, even with a bubble, the NBA, the NHL, and even possibly baseball? Let's get to that next.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on a Friday here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download our app, 98.5thesportshub.com. Download it, stream us, take us wherever you go this summer. All right, so you're worried about football. You're getting concerned a little bit about football.
I'm getting concerned, yeah.
Some mild concern here at the end, toward the end of June. What's that say for all the other sports that we'll play before then? Even with a bubble. NBA, NHL, the possibility of baseball, which will not have a bubble. What does that say about those sports? Do you feel better about it because it's happening sooner and football's not until the fall? Is that what it is?
No. Because, I mean, it's just like it is so detailed in how, you know, you're not going to be able to function normally. You know, you're going to be constantly thinking about, am I doing this the right way? Are we, you know, even the groupings and the way they separate, the NBA has separated the hotel. It's almost like, they're trying to create bubbles within bubbles to the point like, okay, did you ever ask yourself why are all the good teams in one hotel? Just in case there's probably an outbreak at maybe the lesser hotel where some of the lesser teams are staying. Because if they get it, it's fine. At least we have the good teams and we could still have a playoff and crown a champion or something. We have no clue. We have no clue. And I think you sit back and you watch. You're going to watch these other leagues and see how they function. You're going to learn from it. Football will have that advantage that maybe we'll get to learn from this a little bit.
All right, what if something goes bad, and this
that's,
is what's,
that's what I'm saying. If right. something goes bad, how do other leagues
yes,
react?
Yes, exactly.
What's the protocol? What's the policies? What is your infectious disease? You've had to already talk about this, and there's got to be something already in play in case this would have happened a long time ago. You've had to have some sort of, you know, talk of this. So, and I'm saying if something goes bad, how do other leagues react? And what
I would say it might almost be better for the NFL that they have another league that can be their guinea pig. Like, how they dealt with it, and they dealt with it well, or they dealt with it poorly.
College football, watch them. Watch these universities. See how they're doing it. See how they're handling the ones that test positive, the asymptomatic ones.
So,
how long do they stay away? How long do you reintegrate them back into the team?
Are college teams going to be on campus all summer? What are they doing? Are they just...
Yes.
Right?
And like, they're going to be on
Is that their plan?
I know one of the local ones starts Monday at 9 a.m. Yes. Yes.
And that's it. They're there for the rest of the
summer?
Your
alma mater. Yes.
Right. But are they going home at any point, or are they just staying there the rest of the way?
Staying there. You're going to be, you're in a, like, sort of a two-month bubble. Yeah.
So they are just staying on campus, and they are starting their year now.
Going to get tested right away the second they get there. See the 2 days, get the test back, and then start to come together as a group.
Interesting. Okay.
Certain locations and dorms, you know. Yeah.
I mean, because that's what it seems like. Like, these teams are going back, and then they're not going to go home again. That would defeat the whole purpose of getting everybody together and trying to sort of keep everyone together. Ooh, good luck. Good luck spending your summer on campus.
Hey, I'm reading this stuff about, like, because we're slowly, not slowly, I mean, we're almost to the end of June here. 2 months, bang, we're right back into school again. And you start to read some of the stuff of some local towns. They're trying to stagger, you know, some classes where, okay, kids with the names A through M, you're going to go to school Mondays and Tuesdays. And then Wednesday, they're going to shut school down. You're going to clean it. And the other kids are going to go in Thursday, Friday, and you're going to alter Zoom learning back and forth. Like, here we go again. There's no normalcy for these kids. There's no normalcy for anything. How are parents supposed to plan how you work, how you get child care? You know, luckily, I don't have to worry about that. My wife stays at home, and if the kids are home, she's home, and I'm at work. But you know, there's a lot of families where two people at work.
617.
Like young kids. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I hear you. 617-779-0985. Jackson Uxbridge. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm hoping you can help me out with. I'm wrestling with the I got my sick season ticket email yesterday. And that is where they are talking about deferring till next year. By way of history, we've been going to games since 1960. My dad was a season ticket holder, and so he might have been a little.
So you're talking Patriots
your
here,
time, but
right?
He used to stand on the wall and throw the megaphone onto the field, and the cop would go over and pick it up. And they got the picture in storage over at the Hall of Fame when they did that fan appreciation thing a few years ago. They put it there with the megaphone. But he used to have the sign, and some of your old listeners will remember this, the Grogan Country sign, which is in Grogan's store now. Grogan even came to my dad's funeral. What a great guy he is. But
nice.
He originally had 104 tickets in the old days, and he would he would go to the Boys and Girls Club in Boston, and he put a big jump stack of them on the table, and he'd say, I want to see kids and dads at the game on Sunday. And that's all you saw. You know, there would be all kids and dads and moms. And but that was the old days, and now I'm wrestling with this decision whether to defer. We still have a bunch of tickets in our group, and I got an email back from the Patriots just yesterday afternoon.
Okay, let me ask you, how are you feeling about wanting to go into crowds and potentially sitting in the stands?
Well, I honestly don't feel good about it at all. I don't feel like going and sitting with 70,000 of my best friends. And I'll bring Zoe back to something he may recall. I remember one time being outside restaurant that they still have, and it was a playoff game, so you weren't telecasting that day, and you came out. And there were about 15 of us in line, and you high-fived right down the line. And we were, like, just juiced after you did that. And how would you feel about, you know, walking by and high-fiving everybody in the stadium, too? You know?
I'd still high-five. Because I would totally, like, forget about it. I'd just start high-fiving because I like high-fiving people. But there's your answer right there for probably how you're going to approach this.
There are going to be people that don't want to do it.
And the Patriots are nice enough to put that out there. They're way ahead of this. This has been in play for a while. You could defer until next year, and you don't lose your place. You don't sacrifice. You don't give up your tickets.
Hey, Zo, coming up next, we've got a giveaway from Apex Entertainment for their summer kickoff party. We'll tell you all the details about it. It's a VIP car pass for you to be able to be there. We'll tell you the details, and we will give that prize away right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Our friends at New Pro are having a summer. What did I just say? Did I just say that wrong?
Yeah.
I was just talking about something else with Zo.
Our friends at New Pro.
Yeah, no. We love our friends at New Pro. Apex Entertainment is what I meant
to say. We like them, too.
Love Apex Entertainment.
You know, you think Apex, right? You think A and the way it's shaped, and that's like the top. That's Apex. That's a pinnacle. Yep, there. Big pretzels
but no.
there, too.
Apex, it feels like we were just there for our anniversary party.
Look how upset
last summer. Yeah. What's the matter? What's the matter with
Harold?
I appreciate you filling the time while we got back in by giving us the long definition of Apex. Good. That's, you know, it's double meaning. It's not only the name of the establishment Beatle. I don't know if you knew this, but it also means the top, the pinnacle. You got the A.
If you've never been there,
it's big.
It's unbelievable. It's great, amazing facility, and it has great people there, and we love them. And they're throwing a party, and you're like, well, how are they throwing a party? Well, listen up. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a VIP car pass for Apex Entertainment Center summer kickoff party. It's happening tomorrow in Marlboro. You can enjoy games, live music, and food from 110 Grill and Aviva Trattoria. That's Zoe's place. Zoe loves that spot. And he loves 110 Grill, I saw.
It's Trattoria, by the way.
Trattoria. I always get that
Trattoria.
One.
I know.
Trattoria. Aviva Trattoria. Reserve your spot.
Do you play games from your car?
Well, sort of, yeah. If you want to get all the details on this.
Like horseshoes.
You want to go to apexentertainment.com to check out all the details and reserve your spot. If you're caller 10 right now, you're going to win a spot. 617-931-0985. That's the contest line. Make sure you call the contest line so you can win. And so live music, food, and more.
Can't beat that.
Apexentertainment.com.
I think, you know, they got the bumper cars at Apex. I think it'd be cool if they did, like, you know, a full-size bumper car in the parking lot. You know, don't do it with a new car or a lease. But if, you know, they somehow worked it out and everybody came out there and you could do a little, just a tiny demolition derby, amateur demolition derby, where you don't want anybody to get hurt. But, you know, bring the experience of Apex inside, outside into the parking lot. Is that one of the things they're doing?
I say take the Sports Hub cars and do a little crash test derby. Yeah, smash them
Thank
up
you. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, man.
And get a little signage out there. Yeah. Right?
Shrink wrap. Look at them shrink wrap cars. See which one lasts.
Uh-huh.
That station wins. Yeah. Hey, you know what else they have at Apex? They got that hatchet thrown, too, in there. This would be cool if they could incorporate the car party with the hatchets. You know, like throw them through other cars' windows.
Can I know that we don't have this scheduled here, but can I ask you guys your advice on something here?
We have really nothing scheduled
today. Okay, good.
So have at it, dude.
Okay. So my kids love the laser tag at Apex, right?
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
And my son's got a birthday coming up later this summer, and we're thinking about that. He also floated the idea of a paintball party.
Yes.
Ooh.
He is 9 turning 10.
That's a little young for the paintball party.
Nope. Go
ahead.
We went to one last year at 10-year-olds. It is awesome.
Okay, so do they have, like,
smaller
lower
guns?
Impact?
Yes.
Smaller guns.
The individual, you can just only fire a single. You can't. It's not automatic. And you have to pump it for each one.
Okay.
And it's less. It has less pressure, air pressure.
Okay.
They have smaller, quieter guns. Yes.
So we could do this. You can do a paintball party for 10-year-olds.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's out here. There's one by us 20 minutes from me here. I'll give you the name of it.
All right.
And, dude, outside they have all these different they have old cars out there, castles they build. Like, it's through the woods. Kids would love it.
I want to do
love it.
I mean, that's something I would be
We used to do this.
Yes.
Every Tuesday on our off day, we'd go to Bridgewater and we would play paintball.
You did it, like, regularly? Like, or were you part of a league?
No. With, like, the guys. We just went down and played paintball. We got camos, went to Walmart, bought camos, full gear, full garb of camos.
Of course you did.
And we went nuts out in the woods.
Yes.
I hit Bledsoe right here in the top of his forehead, and it swelled so big that we had to take a scalpel and carve out the front part of his helmet so he could play that week. Yeah. Freaking crazy, dude. Yeah. Those things hurt.
I know. I caught one in the chin once, and it splits it open. You know,
We should do a show one.
Yeah.
What was that place? What was it? Paintball Heaven? Was that the name of that place?
I forget the name of them.
I feel like that was the name of it.
Paintball Haven.
Haven. It's like the Maven. Paintball Maven.
I think that was
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Paintball Maven. Best paintball coverage in the business.
Dan is in Boston. He's got a college football idea or thought for us. What do you got, Dan?
Hey, how we doing? Yeah, so clearly college football is the moneymaker for all college sports. So just want to get your thoughts. Do you think we could have a college football season and then no other college sports? And also, do you think that it could be on a divisional basis where we could have just college football at the D1 level and then they cancel D2 and D3?
I could definitely see that happening. Where the lower the division, the less likely it is that it happens when it's not as big of a moneymaker.
Right.
Or you're dealing with non-scholarship players who are like, nah, I'm good. I don't need that. This
Ivy
isn't
League.
My ticket to go into
Ivy
school.
League. Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens there. That's it. You know, you just said Ivy League. What have the Ivies said about their football teams?
They were the first ones to pull out, right? NCAA tournament.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering what they're saying about football.
Prior to the NCAA tournament, it was their conference title game, right? Yeah. I haven't heard anything football-wise.
Well, Dan also asks about the other college sports. You know who's really in rough shape here? College basketball. Their calendar is probably a real problem.
Mm. Oh.
Am I wrong to say that?
No.
Their calendar is probably at, like, the worst possible time. In fact, I don't know if you've heard some of the plans for colleges that have started to get announced, some of which will be going back a little bit earlier in August, ending around Thanksgiving, not returning until after what would have been spring break in March. So there will be no one on campus from Thanksgiving. There will be no one there for December, January, February, come back in late March. That's how colleges are starting to plan their year.
You know
what all that time off coincides with? The basketball season. So that means not having school during that time, or, you know, thinking that it's in the best interest of everyone to go home at Thanksgiving. What does that mean for the college basketball season?
Good question.
I mean, just the time of year it's played, too.
Obvious. Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, football has a little bit of an earlier start, but they're done. Most schools, unless you're getting a bowl bid, you're done in December. It's all done. And while we're talking about, you know, the potential of a wave in the fall and flu season hitting, all right, well, so let's just hold it on here for another couple few weeks and see if we can mitigate and get done with this thing. College basketball tournament, that's when conference play starts. I mean, you're getting into conference play December.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you've got all your silly games, and there's no such thing for the real contenders. I get it. You know, you're trying to win every single game. You're trying to, you know, put together a, you know, 15-1 record in your first, you know, as you open up. But once you get into the that's when I think people are starting to think, wow, that's when you're going to have issues with finishing seasons, and they're just ramping it up at that point. You're right. It's bad. It's bad for when they come back. It's been bad for when they start to play. And, you know, we saw this year what can happen in March. So,
we're just a boatload of positivity today.
Trying.
I'm pretty positive today.
You want to have positivity? Read Christine Brennan's article that's in our notes. Wow.
I just, why? What do you mean?
That's a grim. That's the grimmest story I've seen of all.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's tough. I said to Jim this morning, I said, feels like every day we're trying to minimize how much of the negative news there is. We're trying to just, you know, we're 100-plus days in now to no sports.
What was that we took all the calls yesterday on? What the hell were we talking about?
Strip clubs?
Oh, yeah.
That we need to do more of that. You know what we need to do today?
TNR sending Jamelli down there
to investigate. Did you hear the morning show?
No, did they talk about it?
Yeah, he said nearly dead Nick down. He's going down. To get audio,
okay.
He's going to it.
Is the club going to be on board with that?
It's got a few to choose from. Maybe it gets one. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure one of them will let him
do it. Just turning people away.
Yeah, as promised,
over the cedar fence.
We're going to talk to Cedric Maxwell He's going to join us right after these headlines, and there are no commercials here. So we're right back with Cedric Maxwell. And he's always fun and positive and cheery and funny. We'll talk to him next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.